The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show, and it is great to be back here today. I'm sorry I wasn't here last week live. Unexpected, but I'm here. So it was an interesting week we had. But I want to say that I want to give a big shout out to everyone that sent a lot of love and support to me, because I did come down with a pretty nasty flu. It was no fun, and I'm not used to getting sick. So, and I wondered, I go, gosh, I've been doing everything and I hardly ever get sick. And then I realized how much I was learning from the experience, and it was very positive. So I know I'm saying the flu is positive. I know that sounds crazy, but it's not really. It's really how we approach everything in life. If we are learning how to approach everything we experience here in a new and different way, well, I just did that in the last couple of weeks with that too. So many insights and revelations were coming through. And honestly, as uncomfortable as it was a very positive spiritual growth time for me personally. And awarenesses were just flowing in. So some people go, well, that might have been the hallucination. No, it wasn't. It really wasn't. And this time was quite different. I've had it before. I think when I was a teenager in high school, and maybe one other time as an adult, which, yuck, you know? And, you did the medicines and you did all the way we used to do. And I am not saying that this is the right path for everybody. I'm saying what I did, and I'm sharing what I did. Completely drug-free, zero anything like that. And I had the best experience through it, and got through it much quicker. I did a lot of holistic natural things, and I still have a little bit of the tickle here you might hear in my voice, but I feel like I came through and was transforming a lot of the old into a new me. So I feel very different, and I feel very positively different. So I'm sharing that because sometimes when we go through things like that, that doesn't feel so great. It doesn't feel positive at all. It feels like, what's happening to me now? That's, why is this happening to me? This is all part of how we're changing in how we approach everything in life at a different frequency. We've been talking about that. And April has been a very retrograde active month, and we talked about that. And I won't go into details about all those retrogrades because we did that on the show a couple of weeks ago if you want to go check that out. But we still have a few more going on. There was like a 5 total at one point. I think now we're in 4, and Mercury will fade out on May 3rd. But some of them are lasting all the way through until the beginning of fall, August, September, something like that. And there's so much going on with it that I have to look at notes. What we're going to focus on today, though, yesterday, April 26th, was a new moon in Taurus. And this was a very powerful new moon at the timing with those retrogrades. And it's launching us into what's happening in May. So we're going to work with angel guidance for May today. We're talking about how the new moon is very important and very positively giving us the energy we need right here, right now. Because May is where we're really going to be utilizing this new beginning, this new life. We've been talking about it for several months now, and it's been gradually building us into it. We've been working our way into this transition, and a lot of stuff has changed. A lot of energy has come in. A lot of new things we've had to get used to and accept. So what is it about this new moon? That new moons are new beginnings. But this new moon, you will feel the influence of this one for a good month, up to about May 25th. So it's important we talk about it because it pretty much is part of what's going on. We have Archangel Ariel that came in with some wonderful insights for May. And I love that she came. She's a she to me. She's strong and fearless, you know. And that's what we need right now. And there's this different aspect of, okay, we've been through all these different retrogrades and I feel like I'm spinning around and I feel like I can't figure out which way to go or, okay, what's going on? Well, we've been doing a lot of review with that retrograde. That is why it feels that way. You may have felt a little ungrounded or mind scattered everywhere because you just felt like, which path, oh, this one, no, that one. That's understandable, and that was very needed for us to go and basically review. It's kind of like you're shopping for the life you want, you know? If you want to look at that, if you're going to look at everything before you make a decision, that's what this month with those retrogrades was doing for us. Well, now Taurus new moon comes in, and what is Taurus about? Taurus is very earthy. Very grounded, doesn't rush, will take its own sweet time because it wants some footing, it wants some stability, it wants the security, it wants to know, you know, the warm fuzzy. It's like, yeah, I feel okay, I can do this. After all of this upheaval we've had, now we bring in this Taurus new moon to kind of give us the warm fuzzy. And I'm thinking, oh, well, that'll be kind of refreshing for a lot of us that are really adjusting to a lot of new things. And it does. It gives you that bit of sense of, wait a minute, I'm going to find my footing. I'm not going to feel so unstable and all over the place. I'm going to feel like, okay, wait, I can do this. But it's going to help you with some clarity. So yes, everything's moving faster. However, we're going to work with Taurus energy for that stability and grounding. No more escaping and going up into the ethers to feel like you're connected with spirituality anymore or to feel like you're connected with anything. It's changing how that works. That's changing a lot. It used to feel like, oh, I want to be way up over there and feel that. That isn't feeling so far away anymore. It's starting to feel more balanced. And it's not like it's coming down. Your frequency is rising. You may not feel like it, but it is. And it will eventually for everyone. Some of us are moving with it more flexibly than others. And then sometimes you feel like, wow, I thought I was being flexible and maybe not so much. Guys, you got to stop beating yourself up on that one. Because it's just part of how we're learning it. It really is. So now the angel guidance has been changing as well because we need the guidance of where we are in this new energy, not what it used to be. And so I'll be sharing that today. I'll be sharing quite a bit of that. If you want to call in, if you have a question or you might have been experiencing some of this, please do call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll take callers when we come back from break because don't quite have enough time right now. But this is a great message today because Taurus's stamina, tenacity, strength, endurance, go in the long haul. I can't imagine a better energy to start off our new beginning with. That makes me feel very secure and feel very supported by the universe. It really does. Even with all the unexpecteds, we're learning to make the most of those unexpecteds, find the gifts in them. I found all these gifts in the last 2 weeks of recovering from that crazy flu virus, and it was one that I have never quite had before. It was very different. And honestly, I think some of it was a spiritual ascension flu because it just wasn't the same as anything ever. You know, no virus is the same, but this was just so different. And it wasn't that I had fallen at all. It means you're at a level where you have to clean it up and release even more to rise higher. So it wasn't a, oh, I must have fallen in my, you know, when if you feel that way when something happens to you, that's not it at all. I want to correct that right now. I want to give you that different perspective that it was actually a detoxing time to take it up to another notch. So I don't regret one bit that I just experienced that because I feel fantastic from it. It's a completely different place for me now. Very different. I see things differently. I'm seeing a lot of things differently. I'm hearing differently. And I'm going to be sharing some a lot of positive for you with that today. We're talking about angel guidance for the upcoming month of May, the energy that's moving us through that started yesterday with the new moon in Taurus, and we'll feel that probably till about May 25th. So we need to take a short break. When we come back, we'll keep powering on, we'll take some callers, and we will really dive into the guidance and what we can do to make the most of this incredible time of grounding energy. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching our live stream. You can check it out at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or you're watching our video live stream at JenRoyster.com. You can check out those details. We're talking about the Taurus new moon that came in yesterday on April 26th and that energy it brings in and the angel guidance for the upcoming month of May 2017. It all ties together and it's very important. So quickly, and then I'll bring a caller on. Archangel Ariel is the one that came through with this one, and I really love the message because Ariel is an angel of strength and bravery and fearlessness, and it is more about compassion with the self because all the retrogrades were just really bringing us right back around, and we're still going to feel those a little bit, to the self-love that we need to give ourselves, including the parts of us we may not like, that we have shoved away, that maybe the shadow side, there's very important information in that shadow side. We have to accept it all. And Ariel helps us with that. She comes in with the stamina and the strength, and it's very much like the Taurus energy. So the two hand in hand. And when I do these monthlies, I get this at the very beginning of the year. I did not just get this to tie it in with Taurus. I got this back in December. For April, and I keep those notes, and when I look at it, I get very excited each month because even though I'm getting that at the very beginning of a new year, as we go through month to month, and we do that every month, we go through the month, it's perfectly lining up. It's making sense. So you know, for me personally, that validates it to me. I'm not trying to talk you into that. I'm just saying that's where I get a validation that I know I heard that clearly. We don't want to doubt our intuition and what we're picking up. And we're learning how to trust that more with this year and how this energy moves forward. Ariel, Archangel Ariel, she has, you know, I always feel the lion the fearlessness of a lion. You know, I see that energy. A lot of orangey glow like the sun. And we're also, and I'm also getting a guidance to share with you, and I believe I shared this a couple weeks ago. When you are doing a meditation, use like a golden light that's like sunlight. There's an energy in that golden, it's like a golden white color that is bringing the frequency up too. So if you enjoy using colors or visualizations, highly recommend, instead of just white, a golden white light is really going to bring that through for you, and you're going to feel that. If you don't, then you don't. These are suggestions. Everything that I share with you is what I'm experiencing and learning and discovering, and it's up to you whether you want to take that or leave that. You may be finding your own discoveries. Very much we're learning to find our own discoveries. That's what we need to do right now. I'm sharing mine in hopes that it will help you stumble on something that's unique for you or help you in some way. Not necessarily duplicate it. You may find that they gave me an idea to try something. Perfect. Do that. So she brings it through because she's like, there is just nothing to fear in your grounding. We have to ground into the new energy that's here. That's what Taurus is about. It's grounding into what's here. And it is very new. And we still feel like, wait, it's way over there. No, it's not. It's actually right here with you. And that's why we have to ground in it. We're not reaching out and up and away for it. It's not far away. It's right here. Now we have to get used to that. And Taurus helps us ground into that energy and accept that, hey, this is it. I'm in it. Now, what do I do with it? So that's where we are. So we've got a couple of callers lining up. So let me go ahead and bring one on, Brian. Yeah, look like we have two. Can we?
Oh, yes, sirree. I'm going to bring up Deb from Missouri. Welcome.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. Hi there. What's your question, Deborah?
Hi. My question is, my sister is in the hospital, Carrie, and they don't know if she's going to live.
Oh.
And so my question is there I could do besides pray?
Okay. I am sorry to hear that she is so ill. I'm sorry to hear that for you and your sister and your family. However, everybody's on their own journey, and we pray, but we also have to accept the choices of the individual soul of whether they are choosing to stay or go. And that might sound kind of intense, but it's the truth of what's coming through. I've been through it myself with my parents, people that I love very much. And there comes a time when we have to just allow it to unfold the way it's going to unfold for that person. But we absolutely surround them with positive love, no matter what they choose. And this is the thing, Deborah, that I want to share with you that would give her that beautiful love that's unconditional, that comes from the divine, and it's an energy that is very healing, because we're not just healing our physical bodies, we're healing our souls, our minds, our spirits, and then we choose where we want to be or what we want to do with that. The energies right now have been a lot for some people, I know that. And I hope I'm making sense, Deborah. It's more giving her the positive and the divine love, the unconditional love, like no matter what, we love you with all of our heart, no matter what you choose to do here. And keeping that person uplifted in love instead of sadness is huge. A lot of times there is a physical recovery in that. And then if it's not, that soul is choosing. And this is coming from a metaphysical perspective. Some people agree with this, some people don't, but I'm sharing what I'm picking up immediately. I'm also sharing, Michael comes in for you because you really connect with Michael a lot, and I think he's coming in to give you comfort, that we can also give a sense of safety and shielding for a person that's going through something, to allow them to just be in that space of love and not have to worry about surroundings outside of themselves. And that's what he's sharing to share with you. And I hope that that made sense. Did that make sense to you?
It all makes sense.
And I am sorry to hear that she's, you know, going through something, and for you and your family. Honestly, it's a day and time with, you know, everybody's going through so much that some people are just don't want to be in it anymore. It's a choice they're making on a soul. Our souls choose when we leave. It really does. And that's why sometimes you see somebody that's completely fine and the next day they're gone. So sometimes it's a complete surprise, and then sometimes, wow, they just miraculously recover because they want to stay. But you're praying, and you are also going into a space of allowing and not trying to control anything would be the biggest thing I can share with you.
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her for years, and I see her because she lives a long way from me. So.
Okay. Keep your positive energy. Keep it up. I know you might go up and down with that, and you're going to feel a connection with someone that's family that way, even if you don't see them or you're not that close. You're going to feel that. It's okay to feel that. Be with that. And then send that part love. Send that part of you love that makes you feel like that's not so positive. We sometimes have to do that when we're working with someone, you know, or feeling that with someone else that's going through something. We have to make sure that we're not going into a place of sending out a negative. And I'm not saying we have to be perfectly positive all the time. It's more about embracing the shadow side of us that we might have history with that person that isn't so positive, or is or isn't, and we have to send that side love too. And that's going to be very, very powerful for you and her, your sister right now. I hope that made sense, because I'm going to have to run.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, because her daughter, you know, she didn't think I should come yet because she's sedated and all this, and I said, well, I'm coming.
No, if you feel intuitively, if you feel strong in your heart to go, you listen to that. You listen to what's right inside you. Not to go and try to control anything, but to what feels right for you.
Right.
You know, because you're healing a relationship whether she stays or goes. And, you know, these are choices that we make from the heart. They're not going to be practical choices sometimes. They're going to be from the heart. So with that, Deborah, I send all of you, your family, you, your sister, a lot of love and support as you guys are going through this. And I really do. And just listen to your intuition and trust it. Okay?
We'll do that. Next day, what you tell me.
Okay. All right. Thank you,
Deborah.
I love
my sister.
I know you do. And that's what you send her. And send it to yourself, too. With that, we have to take a short break, guys. And when we come back, I'm going to keep powering on. It looks like we have another caller. I see you. Hang in there, and we will get to you. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream of The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream of The Jen Royster Show, and we are talking about The new moon in Taurus that came in yesterday, April 26th, the energy influence it's bringing to us and the benefits of it, and how it's going to move us into the energy of May. And it will, we will feel that for pretty much the month of May. Now, we had, let me get back to another caller. We had another caller, right, Brian? Is that caller still there?
Rita, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Rita. How are you? Yes, I'm here. What can we do for you, Rita?
I have been really having a lot of gifts, you know, that helping me to trust my intuition, and one of them has been my testing of late, and which I've known about for years, but this, I had it popped into my email box, and I've been using it, and it's working, and I hadn't been trusting my intuition for a long time, just, you know, life stuff that has happened. Beginning to trust it. I'm in a relationship with somebody who has actually is kind of opening up to it as well, but not, you know, it goes against her belief system. And this is my partner, and she had something really, really bad happen to her just recently that seemed unfair. And I'm just asking the angels to, if they have a message for me to for what I can do to help her, or, you know, some words of wisdom, some healing techniques, a prayer, you know.
Right. No, I gotcha. That's when you have someone that you care about so much, sometimes it is really hard to observe or watch them go through their own thing. And I understand, I can hear that as you're sharing the story. At the same, yeah.
Huh? Yeah, this is, I mean, this is my partner, this is my wife.
Right.
This
no,
is
I
understand. You know, this is my
right. Right. No, it is. It is. And especially if it's a, if it's an intimate relationship like that, it's very, you know, you're feeling it with them. And I understand that. One of the things that we can do, and this is immediately coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, you cut in and out a little bit, but let me answer the question. Some of the things that angels have brought to me, and what I'm picking up for you right now with, when it comes to healing for yourself and for anybody very close to you, like you're talking about with your partner, intimate relationships, anything like that, we have to keep our energy strong, which is difficult sometimes because we can feel them. However, we're learning that this is mine, this is theirs, and it is also coming through that when we keep ourselves lifted, that is the energy that we are sending out that they can absorb and learn to be a part of, but not drain you. And that's a bit of a tricky one to learn, but it's not impossible. It's actually coming through this year more that way.
And golden light mentioned.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I've been taking showers and bringing that
right
body.
Right.
But I've been taking hours, and I have been allowing that golden light to come and, like, just fill my entire body up, like you've mentioned.
Right.
It's really, really helped.
Yeah.
Because I am an empath, and I take on other people's energy, and I let it go, and then fill my whole body up with a golden light.
I'm glad to hear you're using the golden. Yes, I'm glad to hear you're using the golden light. It's more powerful this year to use the golden for some reason. And I mean, I've discovered that, and I shared that immediately with you guys because I'm noticing a difference with it too. Now, what with your partner, I know this is hard, but you have to allow them to find their way in their journey. You have to. We actually get in the way and hinder their growth in it. One of the things I've learned the hard way, and I will say the hard way because it's been with people very close to me, is I don't try to fix them. I just live my life. I make sure my energy's up. And then they may start off with learning how to physically detox or physically change their diet. And then they start to feel pretty good, because even if they are starting to do that, do their own, find their way of going about it. They may go in a different order than you. They may start with one thing and go a different way, because if it's a belief that's causing a hindrance, we're not trying to make everybody believe the way we do. That's part of the trick here with this a little bit. We have to allow them to discover what's going to lift them. And that is a side of unconditional love to give a partner.
I believe in, like the law of attraction. And when you're with somebody that you see is being negative or having hate and, for somebody or something, it's like, it just, you're with that person, and that person, you're giving your life to that person. And that's the hardest thing I have been able to do is disconnect and then let have her own.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we feel like we're trying to help them, especially with empathics. So hear me out. Hang on, Rita, because I got to hurry up with the timing. But also, when we have that challenge in our life with someone we love very much, that we're very close to, and we're feeling that, and then we and I understand law of attraction. I do. That is a spiritual law. We're also learning from them as well. We're learning. You're learning how to stand in your own energy, even though someone you love very much might be in a different energy. And yes, we do attract and we align with synchronicities that will feel very easy. But right now, with everybody going through a huge transition, we're all recalibrating and we're all trying to find our footing in that. And everybody's doing it a little bit different. So part of it will be, make sure you're working on yours. Make sure your energy stays with that. You have your partnership, but at the same time, they have to have their freedom to find their footing that's right for them, because they'll be their best that way, not being the way we think they should be. And I know that's very hard to hear, but it is the truth. And I have lived it because I'm empathic and I've had to learn this the hard way. But I find that this works, and it does work. It is not easy. I know. And it is, it's the truth though. It's so the truth, Rita, because we are truly loving them in a divine, unconditional way when we give them that freedom to find their way. And that's what I needed to tell you. So yeah. And you're learning how to be, you're learning from this too. We have to bring it back, and we have to go, wait a minute. I'm frustrated. I'm trying to figure this out, but what can I learn from this? You're going to learn how to stand strong in your energy and it not falter or get drained or get affected when it's around something different. And that's where you're learning that. And we will go back and forth with it a lot. This year is really throwing it all at us, but you're going to find that this Taurus energy is going to help this month. You're going to feel like, wait a minute, I think I can find a comfort zone here somewhere, because it will give you a chance to ground into the new energy and find your confidence with it a little bit more. So I feel that this is going to be a little bit of a breather for everybody, not to let our hair down and not to stop growing, but to find our footing in the new energy, to find that, okay, we can do this. I can do this, but everybody's got to find their own way. So, Rita, I thank you so much for calling in. And I had a little trouble hearing you here and there, so I apologize if I was speaking over you. Sometimes connections are weird that way. But hang in there and keep using the golden light, because it really will keep you strong. You okay? Okay, I think she's gone.
Yep, yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. We got a delay or something. So, anyway. Thank you for calling in. That was a very good question to bring up for a lot of people. And I have so experienced what Rita is talking about, because, wow, you just feel like, no, I want you to feel what you want that for people that you love. And at the same time, we can't get in their way. And so then we're learning how to not try to control how they choose. And it is a crazy one, but we're learning unconditional love. We're not learning the love that we're used to having, like, oh, this is the way it feels here. We're learning another level of love in this when we open our hearts in this new energy. Taurus will help us, and I really want to bring that back up again. This energy of Taurus and Archangel Ariel, they come in united with this incredible stamina, endurance, this confidence. You know you're sure-footed. You're not going to lose your balance. You're going to be able to walk this tightrope into this new energy, and you're not going to be afraid. You're going to be able to do it. This is to everybody, guys, and I'm learning it too, and it's fascinating what it brings up. So with that, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap the show up. I got a few more things to share with you. These are big changes, guys, for new beginnings, but this energy will really help us get off to a great start into May. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching the live video stream of the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Back, and we are back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our live video stream of the Jen Royster Show. We've been talking about this new moon energy in Taurus that just came in yesterday, how we'll feel that through May 25th, I believe, and what the angels have for us in the month of May. Now, the month of May, we will be using this energy to find our footing. We're going to feel more secure. We're getting used to this energy that we're in. Like I said, it's not reaching out and escaping to go to the energy anymore. This is very important you guys hear this. This Taurus energy will help us find our comfort zone in it, so to speak. You'll feel like I can just find my way through this. I can do this. You'll have this confidence that will just come up from where, who knows, but it's coming up from within you. Now, the retrogrades that we'll still be feeling, a few of them through the rest of the summer, they're going to bring up the areas that need to be addressed. They're going to bring up some of your shadow side. They're going to bring up some of the things you don't want to go to, you want to avoid. The beauty in this right now is the Taurus energy is going to help you just go right through that, sort it out. You're going to find, it'll feel logical. It's a spiritual, logical thing. It feels like that. You just won't feel all over the place. You will feel like, I got this. Great time to address what the retrogrades bring up for you. It's a great time to do it because you will have that confidence, clear-headed, stamina, the balance, you will be able to do this. So don't be afraid of those areas. The shadow side is a gift, believe it or not. That shadow side of you, we all have it. We all have it. You want to accept that side of you. You want to listen to what that side's trying to tell you. That's the side of you that you may not like that you get angry, or you might get jealous about something, or you might, whatever, you know, whatever it is that it is coming up from the shadow, is more of a negative emotion. We don't want to deny what it is here to teach us. We want to listen to it. I'm not saying you go out and abuse anybody with it. That's not what we're saying at all. We're saying we listen to that. What is causing that feeling inside of me? And you try to stuff it away because you want to be the good person. bring it out. That's, you know, it's like, okay, what is it that is causing this? What keeps yanking your chain, so to speak? What stirs this? Listen to it. Listen to what it's trying to teach you. And then we apply the love and the energy of this higher frequency that's all around us, and we accept it. It's a self-love area that's really difficult and challenging at times. But when you can love all of you, even those parts, you're bringing everything into the whole, and the whole ascends. Okay, that's when you're going to feel complete. You're going to feel like, oh, okay, I get it now. There's no reason to not like that part. I need to listen to why that would cause that within me. Sometimes your intuition will be so razor sharp if you allow all these parts of you to show you what you can learn from them. And we learn positively from it. It's not, this is happening to me anymore. No more victim mode like we've talked about. Taurus is a strength and a stamina and endurance for the long haul. We're at the very beginning here of the new beginning. And this Taurus energy is getting you off on a good footing with this. A very good footing. The retrogrades will bring some things up for you. You may be having some interesting dreams. You might be revisiting some areas that need revisiting that you've had in your life. Revisit them for healing. For acceptance. And what you did then, you could do different now. That's growing and learning from our shadow side. That's growing and learning from everything. And this is what's going to really help you right now. Now, the energy is here. By the way, it's here. Whether you can feel it or not, something, I don't feel a thing. I don't know. Everything, you know, it depends on what your perspective is. A third dimension perspective would be everything's happening to you. It's, you know, a lot of drama. Are you finding that you just really are done with all that drama? You're just not wanting to be around it anymore? You might be feeling a shift in relationships, friends, where you hang out, things you do. You might be really feeling different about a lot of things. You need to listen to that. That's the energy calibrating with where you are right now. You might want to go ahead and change things up. Why is that so bad? Maybe you do need to change them up. Maybe you really do need to look at life in a different way. Maybe you need to approach it a different way. Maybe you just need to change it up completely. I really feel that there is benefit in everything we go through. And I shared that at the very beginning of the show with what I went through in the last couple weeks. There are positives with every challenge that you can learn. There's positives with the people in our life that seem to cause challenge. What are they there to teach you? Maybe they're there to teach you to say no to that. Sometimes that's what it is. Maybe they're there to teach you patience, but it doesn't mean you get walked all over. There's a refinement to this. It doesn't mean we just allow it to just take us over. Nobody's deserving of that. And empaths, I know you're going through it, but not just empathic people. Empathic people have an open heart. If everybody's opening their heart, they're all going to feel that a little bit. Because we all have that capability to feel and to be connected. But we don't have to be drugged down, drained out, abused, any of that. There's no being okay with that. That's not what this is about at all. You're actually going to find your strength in where you want to resonate, where you want to be. This energy is very, very good. This energy will shift a lot of things for you. It's calibrating to it. It's getting used to it. And honestly, if you're in it and you don't realize that you are and you're still trying to operate the way you used to, you probably do feel like you're stumbling around a little bit. Stop and go, you know, maybe I should just think, let me use it and do it as an experiment. I mean, look at what you could do a little bit differently. Like, maybe I'll just approach this differently and see what happens. You might be quite surprised. You might be pleasantly surprised. And the manifesting is extremely fast. So those thoughts are important. Law of attraction is very real. We will resonate back to us and reflect back to us where we are inside our beliefs. what we're putting out. So yes, that would include everything around you. So when, if there's something in that environment, like, wow, I don't know about this, then what could we change within us to resonate back out? And this is a work in progress. This year is a big shift. What we thought we were doing and what we felt like, hey, I got this, I got, I'm good. It's never stopping. You're always ascending and shifting. It doesn't, it's not like you fix it once and that's it. And I really want to be honest about that, because that's not real. I mean, if I had thought that, you know, all these years, I've barely gotten sick because of how I ascended and cleared and calibrated and where I was, thriving, fantastic. And then you come down with, you know, flu like I did, and you're going, what the heck? That was not a negative. That was, more came up with this energy coming in to raise up higher. We just weren't at the place to do that. Now you're raising even higher. And I've been doing this for years. So if I'm feeling it, I know a lot of you are. We're all feeling it in our own way. Don't beat yourself up about it. And don't expect somebody else to keep up with you if you're doing really well. We have to be okay with letting people find their way in their own time. And one of the tougher ones is we're going to have to be okay with people that don't want to do it anymore. And they're leaving or checking out. And that's difficult to say, I know, and I don't mean that in a tough way. Just know that that's happening too. We have to allow the individual soul to choose for themselves. And I'm having to do it too, guys. I'm not saying that's easy, but it's the truth, and that's what I want to give you. It's the truth the way I know it. So take it or leave it. I want to say thank you guys so much for listening, for your patience. I want to say thank you for all that sent the love to me in the last couple of weeks as I was going through my interesting challenge, and I'm better than ever. I know I'm here. I know things are moving in a good way, and I'm here to give you each week information that I'm receiving as it's happening, because we're all in such a new place. I'm not even trying to be perfect. I'm not trying to be 100% accurate. I won't ever say that. I'm going to give you the best I can in the moment, because I feel like that's the most truth I can absolutely give you, is this is where it is and this is how it's happening. So thank you so much for listening, guys. We are out of time, so we are out of here. I want to say, please do check out the website if you want to check out the video live stream. We have all the archives over there, free classes at jenroyster.com. And we will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.